Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Intel Podcast. I am Dan Groff, Director of the Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University, Associate Professor of Economics at McNeese, and economist with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. We had started speaking to all the parishes in our region to talk about their economy so we can get a well-rounded view of the area we serve. We took a little break during the holidays, finals, got sick, had to recover. We also spoke about nonprofits last month, but now we are back to our region, and now we are focusing on Beauregard Parish. Today we are joined by Lisa Adams. She is the Executive Director of the Greater Beauregard Chamber of Commerce. And thank you so much for agreeing to be on with this podcast. Sure. We really want to speak to all the parishes in our region and talk about their economies. Honestly, I'm not as familiar with Beauregard as I should be, I believe. And I think we all need to learn more and what you all are doing over there. So it's great to talk to someone about it. Thank you so much for having us on.
Well, we appreciate you reaching out to us, for sure.
Absolutely. And so how did you come into your current position, and what can you tell us about Beauregard's economy?
Yeah. Well, my background was early childhood development. So I did some classes at Northwestern to become a child development associate. And I went to work at a daycare, and so I ran a daycare here in DeRidder for right at 20 years. Had 18 staff and up to 100 children a day. And so I tell everybody, I think that field prepared me for my adult, my real job, which is talking to, you know, all types of people. Because children just want to hear you talk, so you have to learn to talk and not be shy. And I had done that for 20 years, kind of reached a burnout, and there was somebody here that was working at the chamber, and she was expecting, and when she went on maternity leave, I filled in. And so I got here, and I'm like, I'm just not going to sit here for 8 weeks. I'm going to do things. And so I started doing a lot of things in the area. And so the chamber board met with me and said, you know, we'd like to offer the position to you. You are passionate. You're very outspoken. And so I kind of hesitated a little bit. I didn't think I was, you know, qualified for the job. This is important, selling your parish. And end up taking the job about 6 months later, and I've been here for 7 years. Love my job, love my community.
Oh, excellent. And how long have you been director of the chamber?
I've been the director here for 7 years. I tell everybody, when I came to work here, I came into an empty office with one piece of paper, and it turned me how to turn the computer on and how to you know, pay the taxes. And so just kind of met with the board and, you know, say, what do y'all expect? What do y'all want to see as a chamber director? And it just kind of bit with that. Got a great rapport with the city of DeRidder, reached out to the Beauregard Police Jury. And so just kind of met those people and kind of made it my own. And after being here a year, I was able to bring in someone to work part-time. And we've grown so much that now she's a full-time employee here, like myself.
Are you from Beauregard?
Born and raised in Beauregard Parish. I was actually born at Fort Pope, now Johnson. So I am a lifelong resident here.
Okay. And so a little bit about the economy. I noticed your logo, you have a tree there. When I look at the forestry numbers, that's by far the highest timber values of any value in our, or any parish in our area. What can you tell us about your region's economy and what makes Beauregard unique in your view?
You know, we're famous for, like you went back to the logo with the pine tree. That's kind of how DeRidder was founded, was because of our timber industry. I recall the date, I think it was like 1904, Long Bell Lumber Company came here for the pine trees. And so a lot of the trees that were cut here was used to build New York City many, many years ago. And so the train depot was built. And I read a quote that when you walked downtown, you had to have a light because the trees were so thick and so tall that the sunshine did not even meet the ground till later on in the day. And so it's kind of how DeRidder was started, was pine trees. So we use it as our logo, the city of DeRidder and AmeriSafe. We all use the pine. So it's really the city, the parish where money does grow on trees because of our timber. I believe, let's see, there's 627,000 acres here, and of that, 740,000 is how many acres? 627 is what's covered in timber. So 86% of our parish has timber.
Wow. So without Beauregard Parish, we would not have the big metropolis of New York City.
I mean, seriously, you know, these trees were big, and we built the city. Who would have known little old Dreher built New York City, but we did.
So since you've been on the job, what has sort of surprised you about the economy or the position itself working in the chamber? What's been different than what you expected?
Well, I think the biggest thing is most people in this generation look at a chamber and they do the grand openings. They don't realize we do everything else. You know, we're in constant contact with Representative Chuck Owens, Louisiana Senator Mike Reese. We're finding out what's going on in Baton Rouge, and then we're sending that out to our members. We have McNeese Small Business Administration coming in once a month to meet with business owners and say, hey, how can we help you grow your business? So my biggest stigma is that we just do grand openings, and because my office is in DeRidder, I only service the city of DeRidder. And I'm like, you know, look at my title, Greater Beauregard. We encompass the entire parish, plus companies that may be in Calcasieu or Jeff Davis, they also do business in DeRidder. So we like to be able to connect those dots.
Yeah, we're all sort of tied together, and people don't realize, like, they see the ribbon cutting and the grand opening, but there's so much more that goes into it. You have to deal
so much more.
Government officials, businesses, incentives, you know, sites, everything, infrastructure. Yeah, there's so much to the job.
That's like currently right now I'm working on a grant to finish a technology center here for our Beauregard Police Jury. Mm-hmm. I don't work over there, but I have the means to do the research for them to get that turned in so they can get a grant, which in turn, I'm growing the economy here in our parish. And so we do a lot.
Exactly. You interact with all different entities from all different. Yes, exactly. And so that's one of the developments you're talking about working on a grant. But what are some of the other developments taking place around Beauregard? I know you just recently announced a new website, or I should say posted, about the economic expansion. Can you talk a little bit about that,
please? Yeah, you know, I think it was during Buddy Romer's governorship that the state was kind of divided up into 8 different economic entities. And so we fall under Southwest Louisiana, which is Beauregard, Calcasieu, Cameron, Jeff Davis, and Allen Parish. We're currently under George Swift for Economic Development. He does an amazing job, but we came to the conclusion at the end of the day, it's hard for them to cover all 5 parishes. We should be doing our homework here to say, hey, this is available here so that we can send our homework to George and them, and then George and them can in turn send it up to Baton Rouge. So we formed the Beauregard Economic Expansion Coalition Group, BEEC. It is us here at the Chamber, the City of DeRidder, the Beauregard Police Jury. We brought in someone from the school board and someone from the hospital. And we have a couple of business owners that want to invest in the growth of our parish. So it's us working together. We recently got with Louisiana Economic Development, had them come down here to DeRidder and say, you know, let's do our homework. What are we missing out on that we need to help your job sell the parish? And so some of the studies were dated back as far as 1997. You know, a lot has
changed.
Happened.
Yeah.
And so we're the boots on the ground. So tell us what y'all need, and we're going to do that homework, and we're going to get it to y'all. So LED came in, met with our whole entire group, and said, honestly, having this booklet, having your website, you're probably ahead of 40 parishes in the state. And we were like, really? And it's like, this is what we want our chambers doing. Your boots on the ground. You do the homework, get us all the information, and we'll let you know what works and doesn't work.
Well, as someone who's with the Alliance now and someone who is the economist at LED for 4 years, the boots on the ground are so important. You need that personalized touch, absolutely. And or not, that may not be the right term, personalized touch, but just you're there. You're actually on the ground. Exactly. And what was really neat, and we'll put a link to this in the show description, but the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta actually did a whole story on DeRitter and Beauregard. Can you sort of talk about that? That's great national exposure.
Yeah, you know, we have a couple of industries here, and this is where their home offices are located. So AmeriSafe is a public trading workman's comp insurance for 18-wheelers and everything. And so Janelle Frost, their CEO, sit on this region's Federal Reserve and down in New Orleans. And where she met with them, and she, you know, like, always telling them, you know, y'all should come to DeRitter, visit DeRitter, and see how, what a great little jewel, we like to say a hidden jewel in the South we are. And so they really listened to her, and the Federal Reserve kind of said, you know, we're all about our big metropolitan cities. Let's go look at some rural cities and just see how they're thriving. And so we were fortunate enough when they sent Michael Christ here, we had just got noticed we were losing our second industry. And so, you know, instead of being somber about it, and, you know, it's like, what can we do? What can we do to help save this plan or market this area more? And that's really what came into fruition growing Beauregard Economic Expansion Coalition. So I think probably had those plants not announced their closing, I don't know that we would have ever started doing it on our own and realizing we need to do our homework to help George and then help the state as well for economic growth.
Yeah, and it's a great piece. I encourage anyone who's listening to click the link to go read it, From No Man's Land to Everyone's Town, DeRitter, Louisiana.
Right.
Who would have thought on the Atlanta Fed? That's great. Now, since this is an econ podcast, and we always want to know people's opinions, do you have any opinions on where you think the Beauregard economy and Southwest Louisiana economy is headed in the future? You know, near future, right. You know.
Sure. You know, I see lots of potentials here. We recently, we have probably the largest property in the state that is certified. It's about 1,300 acres out at our airport. It was done by the Alliance. It took about 13 years to get that done and completed. And there's been some hangups, you know, nothing's been out there. You know, this is this prime property. It's ready. What's the issue? So we found out that it was the old Air Force Base, World War Air Force Base back in the 1920s. And so the FFA had restrictions on the airspace. And so it's like, well, how do we get rid of these, you know, restrictions? What do we do? And, you know, they've been working on it years, and it just had never gotten anywhere. And we are fortunate enough to have Speaker Mike Johnson. We're in his area, and two of his aides were down from Washington. And any chance Stephanie and I can get in front of somebody, we're going to talk about our parish. And so we had our laptops set up and kind of did my spiel and said, you know, we're working on economic development. Any pointers you young millennials can give us, we're open to that. And the guys were looking at it and said, you know, your website's great. It's very, very usually friendly, but I've got this great property. Why isn't anything out there? And so we shared about the restrictions. Stephanie really brought it up, and they're like, well, that's easily taken care of. And we're like, what? They're like, yeah, we have a guy in our office. You know, how do you think, you know, Bush International Airport operates in Houston and Reagan International in D.C.? There's all kind of, and our airport is not a check your luggage and fly out airport. We're a small where people come to learn to fly planes. You know, corporates come in for the plants here. It's not your typical, you know, airport. And so, they took it back to D.C., and 2 weeks later, the FFA said, this is no problem. They lifted the ban. Oh. So it's like these two little girls down here in DeRitter got put in front of the right people, and you got Speaker Johnson, head of the House of Representatives right now, and it was taken care of. So I was talking to Gus Fontenot. I'm like, Gus, did you get a letter? And he's like, yeah, you know, Lisa, we haven't been able to get this done. It's been years. Like, it was the right time with the right people. And so I'm a firm believer, when you're doing things right, and you're doing it for the good of your community, God opens those doors. And so here's the Alliance, you know, in our state, and they hadn't been able to get anything done. In 2 weeks, it was taken care of, and the whole FFA ban was lifted.
It's great that the speaker is actually from, or covers your area, right? That is great.
Right. He does, yes. So it's great to have him in our back pocket right now. You know, he's very concerned with Fort Johnson and keeping those gates open there. And so it's a good time for Bulwer Parish right now.
Yeah, and Fort Johnson's a big driver too, right?
Big. You know, Fort Johnson is the second largest employer in the state of Louisiana. Your Joint Readiness Training Center is there, and it's always going to be there. But then you have one orphan brigade there. And it's hard for me to understand how we probably have the lowest economy in the United States. We have the only military base that can actually expand, but because we're just such a small base, we continually go get put on BRAC for potential closures. So, you know, it's not only with the closure at the base be detrimental to Beauregard and Vernon, but our state as a whole. When you're bringing in, I believe it's $2.2 million per day comes into the state of Louisiana because of that military base. So we need to do what we can to make these soldiers happy when they're here. It's probably the last duty station that they want to go to because it is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. But you know what? When they get here, they fall in love with this community. We pride ourselves in being neighbors to anyone, any ethnicity, any group. We're there. So we are home to lots of retirees because they do get here and they do fall in love and they end up coming back here and retiring. And we just want to share that with the rest of the world. You know, it's quality of life. Mayor Misty Roberts here and us ourselves, you know, we don't have that body of water flowing through our community right downtown DeRidder. We don't have a mall, but what we do have is quality of life. There's something going on in our parish somewhere every single weekend. Next weekend, I think there's 8 different events happening. So it's a good community. When we had Hurricane Laura 3 years ago, we were so resilient that our group was up and running because it wasn't going to be like, you know, you're in charge of this and you're in charge of that. It was, what can we do? What can we do? And so by Sunday, we had our center set up. Food was going out that afternoon.
Right.
So we're resilient, but everybody works together. You know, the gentleman handshake is still acknowledged and accepted in Bulwer Parish. And when we do get the opportunity to meet with companies, we share with them, the companies you hire today are going to be there when they retire. They don't leave. They're very loyal. We want to stay here, and we want to raise our children here. So you know as well as I do, when a company comes in and they hire a new employee, in that first 2 years, they're spending a lot of money on that employee. And if you're in a bigger city, potentially you're going to lose that employee. But here in DeRidder, you don't see that happen. Entry-level positions end up retiring from those plants. When Ampacet, which was a plastic plant, I think it had 43 employees, most of them were ready for eligible for retirement because they had started there straight out of school. When Ingevity announced their chemical plant, when they announced their closure, you know, the LNG and plants in Westlake and Lake Charles marketed these young people, and they went down there making $40,000 more a year. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, it just kind of shows it wasn't about the money. It was about staying home, raising their families here.
Exactly.
And so they never even looked at going to Lake Charles to work. Luckily, Lake Charles had a lot of growth, and they were able to still stay at home but work down there. But it's a testament of our community is everybody wants to stay here.
Yeah, and quality of life is really important, especially when you have established industries like, you know, the timber industry that you have, and also the Fort Johnson, you know, that's already there. Quality of life is so important. But I think with everything y'all are doing there, and you have your established industries, your established military bases, and the new diversification that's going to open up, it's a very bright future for Beauregard. Thank you so much for talking to us. This has been very informative and great. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you reaching out to us, and hopefully we'll be in your class in May, and we just welcome everybody to come over on a Saturday. We're very fortunate our downtown area is completely full. We don't have any vacant buildings, so we have shopping, we have a bakery, we have an ice cream shop, cookie shop, we have three museums here, so it's really rolling back to, I like to say, Mayberry. You can park your car and walk our streets and do a lot, grab lunch at Cecil's or the Stadium Grill, Farmers Market. It's just a great downtown area.
Yep. I will definitely go check it out. Like I said, I need to learn more about Beauregard. And thanks for the plug for the CLED program, which has come to Southwest Louisiana. So thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
This show is presented by the H.C. Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University in partnership with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. You can find more information about our regional economy at www.mcneesedrewecon.org.